Kevin Hagan with us every Friday right here to talk Alabama, Alabama-Tennessee. Kevin, I was just thinking, when was the last time Alabama and Tennessee played and it was good on good? I'm thinking 1999.
Yeah. I'll go along with that. That 1999 game in Tuscaloosa, Alabama lost 21-7. That was probably the last time that both teams were what you would call really, really strong.
Good on good, and that Mike DuBose team ended up winning the SEC, beat Florida twice.
Yeah,
that season.
The year that Mike DuBose somehow beat Steve Spurrier twice in the same season.
I'm not sure. When we go back in history and try and square that up, it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, when I get to heaven, the first question I'm going to ask is, were the dinosaurs a mistake, or what was that all about? My second question is, how did Mike DuBose beat Steve Spurrier twice in the same season?
Kevin Hagan with us. So, yeah, my point is, it's been a long time since the third Saturday or fourth or whatever it is has been good on good. And it's mainly because Tennessee hasn't been good enough to uphold their end of the bargain. Okay, coming off the Mississippi State game, Kevin, is that game a bit of evidence that maybe things have gotten better for Alabama after their A&M loss, or are there still concerns?
Well, it showed the potential of what could be. As Coach Saban said, it's unfortunate you have to suffer the pain of defeat to learn to put the whole program together. It was their first complete game. It was the first time we saw Alabama play great for four quarters, kept Mississippi State out of the end zone. It wasn't a perfect game by any means whatsoever, but it was certainly something to build on. So my focus for this week is, Bill, can Alabama sustain? They haven't shown that they can have success and then turn right around and do it the next week. Can we do it again against Tennessee? You know, there's a bye week coming up, and oftentimes when players know that the bye week's coming up, they kind of have one eye on that game and one eye on the bye week. So I would love nothing more to see Alabama come out and give the same effort on Saturday that they gave in Starkville, give the bye week, and then we can get ready for the stretch run of the regular season.
What stood out to you in the Mississippi State game? What impressed you the most?
The defense, tackling in space. What can you say about Will Anderson and his four sacks? I wish Coach Saban would have put him in the last 5 minutes and given him a chance to try to get the fifth sack and tie Derek Thomas's record in 1988 against Penn State. But he may have another chance on Saturday. Tennessee leads the SEC in sacks allowed at like 3.57 per game. So Will's going to have an opportunity maybe to get that record on Saturday against the Vols. But offense, you know, they ran the ball pretty well. It was great to see the emergence of Trayshon Holden, who I think is going to be a nice addition to the wide receiving corps as we head down the stretch here. Another good game from Bryce. Most important thing probably, though, is we got out of Starkville with no injuries.
Kevin Hagan with us. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Relatively healthy, huh?
You know, as healthy as you can be, you know, heading into week eight. I mean, let's be honest. Tennessee is a mash unit coming in on Saturday. They're a very, very beat up football team. Yeah, I don't know if Hendon Hooker's going to play or not, and if he does, he's probably not going to be 100%. Vols are really, really dealing with injuries, much more so than Alabama does, and that's going to impact the game. But relatively speaking, Alabama's about as healthy as you can be at this point in the season.
What about the offensive line woes that you have spoken about? Do they still exist?
They do. They looked a little bit better on Saturday, but you know, Coach Saban said last night on his radio show that moving forward, they're still getting far too much pressure on Bryce Young than they would like to. May have to look at providing some tight end help there over on the right side of the line with Chris Owens there. But, you know, it's at the point where, you know, Alabama's goal right now is every single game is the most important game of the season because there's no safety net thanks to the loss of Texas A&M. And you just every single week the goal has to be to get better and improve. And, you know, the reality for any college football team, Alabama, Georgia, anybody, you never stay the same. Each week you either get better or you get worse. And Alabama just needs to every week get better. Tomorrow will be 6 weeks out from the SEC championship game. Lot needs to improve for Alabama if they have the opportunity to get to that game before they play the Georgia Bulldogs. Just take care of business every Saturday, Bill.
Kevin Hagan talking Alabama each and every Friday with us. So the Tennessee game, what's the most concerning matchup between now and the regular season finish line?
If you were to, well, to me, they're all, you know, they're all important. You can't take your eye off any of them. And let's be honest. First of all, we have absolutely no idea what LSU team's going to show up the rest of the year. They could flip a switch and play hard for Coach O down the stretch, or they may decide that, you know, the season's over. So, you know, I have no clue what we're going to see out of LSU the rest of the year, and that's not a knock on the Tigers. The Auburn game's always a tough game on the road. Coach Saban, as we know, hasn't always had his greatest coaching moments down on the plains. So if you were to ask me, looking at the schedule, not sleeping on Arkansas, they're a solid football team. But if you were to ask me which of the regular season games probably causes the most concern, it would be the trip to Auburn in week 12.
Auburn actually has picked it up here over the last couple of weeks.
They have. Bo Nix has actually shown that he can actually play football away from home, which is something that he hasn't been able to do in the past. So, you know, you never take the Iron Bowl for granted, Bill. But you know, I got to tell you, Bill, this is my favorite week of the season. And it goes back to my childhood. You know, when I was a kid, my parents, we used to, when the game was in Knoxville, they used to take me out of school Thursday and Friday. We'd go down and get a chalet down in Gatlinburg and go down to the game in Knoxville on Saturday. This is just so many memories for me of this game. You know, John Ward and General Neyland and you know, Johnny Majors. I mean, this is, Bill, this is my favorite week of the whole season. The rivalry isn't what it used to be, you know, and I punished myself this week to get ready. I listened to Rocky Top, or as my good friend Chris Stewart calls it, the Battle Hymn of the Repugnant, which the Pride of the Southland band plays like 500 times during every Tennessee game. But you know, the reality is, Bill, is that song says, ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills. Well, you know, the reality, too, Bill, is that there ain't been any wins over Alabama in the last 14 years, and it's going to be 15 on Saturday.
And the sad thing is, if you're 35 or younger, you've got no concept of the third Saturday in October.
None, and I hate that. I mean, this is my most special week. I mean, to my sons, you know, they'll tell you it's LSU, and I get that because LSU's been the latest game to get there. Gigging my Tennessee friends there. I have a ton of respect for Tennessee football. I mean, you look at the numbers. General Neyland, who was 5-0-2 against Coach Bryant, all those games were Kentucky Coach Bryant. He never faced him as the Alabama coach. He did, Coach Bryant, 19. You know, remember Coach Bryant said you never know what a player's made of until he plays Tennessee. Of course, Coach Bryant, 1935, as a player playing against a General Neyland coach Tennessee team, broke a bone in his leg during that game and didn't leave it. I really hate that this, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love beating Tennessee every year, but I hate that this rivalry has, quote, lost some of its national luster. Remember, this used to be the game that decided kind of who had the leg up on who was going to go to the Sugar Bowl or not.
Anything new on Arch Manning?
Nah. I mean, all I'll say again is as long as Nick Saban is the head coach at the University of Alabama, Alabama is in a really good position right now.
Yeah, and I was noticing on the 24/7 Georgia site, Kirby's going to be there tonight at their game.
Yeah. Georgia has a bye week, one of five SEC teams that has a bye week. I'm not saying it's a done deal to Alabama. I'm just telling Alabama fans, as long as Nick Saban is our head coach, with some help coming from a surprising location, I can't say anymore, Alabama's in a really, really strong position.
Kevin Hagan here. Anything elsewhere in recruiting to touch on?
Well, you know, I got some visitors coming in for the Tennessee game. Shamar James, a recent decommit from Tennessee, is coming in. Isaiah Hastings, a defensive lineman out of Clearwater, Florida, via Toronto, Ontario. Those are two guys to watch. Three big basketball recruits coming in, Ty Rogers, Kamani Hamilton, and Noah Clowney. Hey, tonight's Tide tip-off at Coleman Coliseum. Bill, with a 14th-ranked Crimson Tide, picked to finish second in SEC. Tide tip-off tonight for Coach Nate Oates. And I'll tell you, Bill, Alabama fans are just as excited about the basketball season as they are football. I expect a packed Coleman Coliseum tonight. It's a big recruiting weekend for football and basketball at the Capstone.
Kevin Hagan, always with us talking Alabama football. Any of the youngsters, the true freshmen that are starting to show what they can do?
I think it was nice to see Kool-Aid McKinstry get some 8 reps there with the second defense at the end of the Mississippi State game. He is a player, Bill, that I would not be surprised to see get worked a little more in the rotation as we head down the stretch. And then, I mean, the Utes kid, I mean, I bragged about him all summer coming in from South Carolina, but Robbie Utes is just, I mean, he's the unofficial fullback at the goal line. And it's just, anytime I feel good, anytime I see him lining up near the goal line at the fullback position, because Brian Robinson just follows him into the end zone.
Kevin, always good, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Always an honor to join you, Bill. Have a great Friday, and as always, Roll Tide.
Kevin Hagen.